saw a buddy of mine that's been out on vacation yesterday. His name's Brian. Brian, I'm calling you out right now. Brian dips tobacco. And that was his New Year's resolution. He said, I'm coming back from vacation. Gonna be a new me. Gonna give it up.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Really good one.
Yeah.
Saw him yesterday. He had a dip in.
Oh.
I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, yeah, I made it a whole 5 days. I'm like, that's not good. Experts say the second week in February is typically most people will give up by then. You'll stick with it for the full month of January. So far, so good. I haven't given up on mine just yet.
Well, we were at a little get-together for the football games yesterday, and everyone there, well, most of the people were like, well, it starts tomorrow. That's official. Kids go back to school. That's when it starts. So maybe he could have started today if you talked to him before.
No, that's not when it starts. It starts January 1.
I don't think so. The way that the calendar fell and everything, you can't.
Okay.
This weekend was, there was just so much going on, and the kids were still home and everything. So today is the day for most people, I think.
See, the only way I think that changes is with people saying they're starting their diets on January 1st. Well, right. Because a lot of people were back January 2nd. That's when you can start your diet. January 2.
That's I don't think it matters. I don't know what difference it makes.
Pick a day and start?
Yeah. I think most people pick their day and they'll come back to revisit it this summer.
Wow. 6-7 months from now.
Well, yeah. I mean, because that's just the way it goes with most people with resolutions. You put a lot of pressure on yourself at the beginning of the year. Try March 3rd. Let that be your day.
There's a good day for it. 3-3.
You know what? There's never a bad day to start doing something that you feel is going to make you feel better.
That's true.
Well, I did a whole post on our website talking about New Year's resolutions and saying that they just don't work for me. I can't put that pressure on myself. So maybe a lot of people are in that same predicament.
But I think if you make one that you really want to do as opposed to making it something negative that's tough, like quitting smoking or getting back to the gym, something like that.
Yeah.
Then, like mine, Dana helped me make this one, going on a date night with my wife once a month. It's a great resolution because we just don't do it.
Yeah.
And it's very doable. I still have 24 days to get it done.
But you're looking at the calendar already.
Yeah, but it's something fun and it's something easy that I'm looking forward to do.
Listen, if somebody's resolution is to stop smoking, I'm 100% with you. That is a great resolution.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good luck to my friend Brian quitting the dipping.
Yeah. Yeah.
To you. But all three of us last year, 2018, we didn't make it. We broke off with ours pretty quickly in the year. I think Dana made it the farthest through 2018 with hers before we all failed. But is there anybody that actually made it all the way through 2018 without breaking their resolution?
Hmm.
If you did, what was yours and how'd you do it? Give us some advice. Nick, did you stick to your resolutions all year long?
Yep, all the way through 2018.
Wow. What was it?
Well, it was quitting smoking. My motivation was my son was about to be born. He was born on New Year's Eve. And so, for me, it's more about your why as being as important as your what. So that was, if you have a strong enough why, you'll be able to make it last, in my opinion.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Absolutely,
yeah.
It is. You nice. Probably feel great, huh?
It's fantastic. I smoked cigarettes for the better part of 20 years. And, being in the military, smoking cigarettes like crazy, and then I never thought I'd be able to quit, but being able to look at my son every day and know that he doesn't have to grow up around that, it's just been an incredible motivation for me. And, there's still struggles. Yeah, I still want to smoke a cigarette. That hasn't changed, but I just know how to handle it, and I have a strong enough why that, the what is definitely achievable.
Makes it a lot easier looking over at him, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I look at him every day, and I'm just incredibly blessed. And, my wife and I have the greatest bundle of joy we could ever imagine.
Oh.
We both actually quit smoking cigarettes at the same time, and we
wow.
both made it this entire time. Yeah, she smoked for the better part of 20 years also, so we both made the decision together. And, having someone as an anchor to help you get through that together, it definitely helps too.
That's awesome, man. Nick, congratulations to you and your wife. Thanks for calling.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You bye-bye. Too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Hi, Mike. What was your resolution that you stuck to?
Well, I'll tell you, it was very difficult to do it for 365 days. And that's, I know you won't believe it, but my resolution was not to make any more dumb resolutions. Try to stick with them.
And you lasted the entire year.
Oh, no problem. I got that one down pat.
I think it's going to be mine for 2020. Success. Thanks for calling. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye-bye.